Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu confers National Teachers Award 2024 on 82 educators. Lepizon Apon, graduate teacher from Dimapur, among awardees. Nagaland celebrates Teachers' Day, launches students' health card on the occasion. Chief Minister Nipirio inspects landslide-affected areas along National Highway 29. And School Education Department declares all Saturdays as holidays for classes 8 to 5. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu today asserted that teachers and parents must teach children in such a way that they always behave in accordance with the dignity of women. The president was speaking at the event where the National Teachers Award 2024 was conferred on 82 teachers in New Delhi this evening. The president applauded the teachers for making education inclusive. She said that the new education policy places a major emphasis on skill development, which leads to the all-round development of children. On the occasion, Lepizon Apon, graduate teacher from Government Higher Secondary School, Dimapur, received the National Teacher Award from the president. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his best wishes on the occasion of Teachers' Day. In a social media post, Modi said, "It is an occasion to express gratitude to all teachers who shape young minds." He also paid tributes to the former President of India, Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan, on his birth anniversary. The Prime Minister has also written a letter to the teachers saying that their role is very important in shaping the lives of students by imparting knowledge and guidance. He said a country is rapidly moving towards educational reforms, taking students and teachers along, and in this part of development, the hands of teachers are being strengthened through all resources. Joining the country's Teachers' Day was celebrated across Nagaland. A state-level Teachers' Day celebration was held today at the NBCC Convention Hall in Kohima, wherein 14 teachers were conferred with the State-Level Teachers Award 2024. On the occasion, Advisor School Education and SCERT, Dr. Gekre Lolie Yome, launched the Student's Health Card. The Student's Health Card was formulated by the State Education Policy Department in coordination with the Health and Family Welfare Department to monitor and maintain students' health and well-being. Speaking at the program, Advisor Yome said, "Teaching as a noble profession signifies beyond oneself and therefore urged the teachers to rededicate their lives beyond themselves." He also acknowledged the past and present teachers, particularly who have come from all over the country and served the state dedicatedly. Yome further informed that with the support of the World Bank, the department is setting up 16 lighthouse schools in all the districts, which are expected to be completed in 18 to 24 months. Meanwhile, the Education Department has declared holiday for all schools tomorrow. Districts across Nagaland celebrated Teachers' Day today. At the program in Zunupudo, Deputy Commissioner Rahul Panudas Mali termed teachers as the backbone of the nation. He said the responsibility of teachers is immense as they not only perform regular jobs but are also responsible for building and moulding the students' life and gradually contribute in the nation building. In Noklak, Deputy Commissioner Ari Kumba urged teachers not to be disheartened by the challenges of poor transportation and communication but to let the commitment of excellence drive their vocation. Wokha District observed Teachers' Day with Deputy Commissioner Vinit Kumar as the special guest. While commending the efforts of government teachers, he also acknowledged that there is still room for improvement to further enhance the quality of education. Teachers' Day was also celebrated in Kifre and Jaminu districts, Pandari, Government Middle School, Nzao Denning in Beren, and Government Higher Secondary School, Atipu. During the programs, several educators were honored with District Teachers Award for their exceptional dedication and service. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Chief Minister Nipirio today inspected landslide-affected areas along National Highway 29. The Chief Minister assessed the damage at Zaza in Kohima, Perima and Bagalapahar in Jumkadima. speaking to media persons at the damaged site at Jumkedima, Rio expressed dissatisfaction at the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, NHIDCL, for their inadequate monsoon preparedness. Rio said he earlier warned the NHIDCL on the poor quality of the earth fillings beneath the highway, which would be unsafe during rise of water levels. He said the state government is very serious on the situation, citing that it had already filed a case against NHIDCL for their substandard works. Rio reiterated to the concerned authority to expedite restoration of regular vehicular movement. The chief minister also assured that the government will strive to minimize inconvenience to the citizens and restore normalcy at the earliest. The landslide, which occurred on National Highway 29 at Perima, resulted in 6 fatalities, besides 3 injuries and damages to properties. The State School Education Department has declared all Saturdays as holidays for classes A and B and classes 1 to 5. For classes 6 to 12, the 2nd and 4th Saturdays of every month will be observed as holidays. This was announced by Principal Director of School Education, Tavasilanke, today during the State-Level Teachers' Day celebration at Kohima. The rule comes into force with immediate effect and is applicable to all schools, both government and private, functioning under the Department of School Education. The notice said schools may conduct assessments, exams and other non-academic activities on Saturdays as per their respective contexts. MLA Achimbemo Gigon today said state forces must act within the parameters of established agreement on border issues. Addressing the monthly meeting of Subdivisional District Planning and Development Board, Pandari, yesterday, Gigon noted that despite established agreement between Nagaland and Assam since 1972, police from Assam state had put up barricades which are being manned by CRPF personnel. He said CRPF has been stationed within the disturbed area belt as neutral forces and is supposed to oversee security aspects of people without fear or favour towards any particular state. The House registered strong objection over the matter and called for immediate removal of the barricades and end of frisking of local commuters. MLA Kikon further urged the border magistrates of Merapani and Uriamkat to assess measures that need to be taken to assert neutrality on either side of the border. Deputy Commissioner Beren Hiazumeru has issued a travel advisory for movement of vehicles on the Bimla Junction, Mainamsi Janapani Road. The DC said light vehicles are permitted to and fro along the Bimla Mainamsi Road from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Heavy vehicles travelling from Bimla and Mainamsi to Janapani are allowed from 5 p.m. to 12 a.m, while those plying from Janapani Mainamsi to Bimla will be permitted between 12 a.m. and 6 a.m. Meru urged all travellers to cooperate and adhere to the route timings to ensure smooth vehicular movement. And now 20 News, here are the headlines again. President Draupadi Murmu confers National Teachers Award 2024 on 82 educators. Lepizon Apon, graduate teacher from Dimapur, among awardees. Nagaland celebrates Teachers Day, launches Students' Health Card on the occasion. Chief Minister Nipirio inspects landslide-affected areas along National Highway 29. And School Education Department declares all Saturdays as holidays for classes A to 5. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.